online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the chief executive of the HSE has told the Dáil committee a business case for a Northwest Surgical Hub hasn't been presented to the Health Minister yet because they want to address the wider need for services right across the region. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is being asked to clarify for once and for all if the programme for government includes a specific commitment to develop a surgical hub in Sligo. Almost 500,000 people are being served by at-risk public drinking water supplies, and the North's infrastructure minister announces that a major flood relief scheme is to begin in Castledurg in the coming days. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, who was taking questions in a Dáil Health Committee earlier today. He told the committee a business case for a Northwest Surgical Hub hasn't been presented to the Health Minister because they want to address the wider need for services across the region rather than just one facility. Bernard Gloucester told Donegal Senator Manus Boyle that he believes the county needs more capacity and there's an ongoing conversation about how that can be addressed. Mr. Gloucester acknowledged that Sligo has been identified as the preferred location for a Northwest Surgical Hub, but added there's a lot more needed across the region, especially in Donegal, and the HSE wants to focus on delivering that.
My region up there, they did land on Sligo, which I think was articulated for the location of a surgical hub. A surgical hub is usually population-based. We haven't submitted a final business case to the department because on the basis of the concerns that people have had there and having spoken to my own team, rather than just look at the surgical hub, I want to look at the totality of what we can recommend to the Minister. Donegal and the North West needs not just surgical hubs but other supports. And I would certainly say to you, and I'm happy to put on the public record, I firmly believe Donegal needs increased capacity and I believe it needs it at a scale of priority. And I believe, I don't want to speak to her, but I believe the Minister doesn't disagree with me on that. So I think you'll hear more on that. I believe the Minister has committed to going back to the people of the North West within the month of July with a more firm decision.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is being asked to clarify for once and for all if the programme for government includes a specific commitment to develop the proposed Northwest Surgical Hub in Sligo, as suggested on last Friday's 9 till noon show by Minister Marian Harkin at a meeting with a delegation of doctors from Donegal last night. The Health Minister, Jennifer Carl McNeill, said again that no final decision has been made and her determination will be data-driven and not influenced by politics. Well, Sinn Féin deputies Piers Doherty and Padraig McLaughlin both questioned the claims made on Highland Radio in the Dáil Chamber this morning. Deputy Doherty said that clarity is needed on the situation.
I'm just asking you maybe in your response to give clarity, because it's not just Marian Harkin that has gone on local radio to say this. Minister Healy Ray has also gone on and said that she secured this. So we've two ministers now that make up the formation of the government, and I'm wondering, does one hand know what the other is doing? So has the minister or the department clarified with Marian Harkin whether a deal exists as she claims or not? Or is this you just suggesting within the department that you have no knowledge of a deal? They're two different things, so we would like to get clarification in relation to that.
Well, responding Minister of State at the Department of Education, Michael Moynihan, who was taking questions during topical issues in the Dáil this morning, was unable to clarify the situation regarding what commitments were or were not given.
I hear what you're saying in relation to the challenges in Letterkenny and in Donegal. I will put that back into the department and to the minister in relation to it. But I can't be clearer in the statement that I have here in front of me from the department, and I understand the issues that you have raised. Without labouring on the point, I will take the points that you've raised and I will refer them back to the department and seek clarification for you.
Well, speaking afterwards on the 9 till noon show, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin said it really at this point is time for Micheál Martin to answer the questions for once and for all.
You see, you can have deals that aren't written down, and that's the problem with the Lowry deal. Much of what they have agreed is not written down. It's not been published. While they might say the programme for government has a suggestion of a surgical hub for the Northwest, you could have a deal that's not written down. So what we want now is the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, negotiated this. It's a pity he's in Japan at the moment. We need them to say clearly, this is not a political game. This is about fairness. This is about facts, data, evidence-based approaches. And if that's taken, then Letterkenny will not be left behind. I'm certain of that.
Almost 500,000 people are being served by at-risk public drinking water supplies. That's down from 561,000 in 2023, while the number of long-term boil water notices dropped by a third in the same period. The number in Donegal sits at 9,410. The Glenties Ardra, Letchimac Ward and Milford water supplies remained on the remedial action list at the end of last year. The Environmental Protection Agency is warning the process to remove lead from supply networks is still far too slow. EPA Programme Manager Noel Byrne says fixing these issues now will mean fewer problems in the future.
The longer these resilience issues aren't addressed by Uisce Gearán, it does create the opportunity for something to go wrong, and then public health could be impacted. So that's why it's a positive for everybody if resilience is improved in drinking water supplies.
The North's Infrastructure Minister has confirmed a £430,000 flood alleviation scheme on the Elmwood Green stream in the Fifeon Road area of Castledurg is due to commence in the coming days. Minister Liskimmins said the area has experienced localised flooding in recent years, most notably during the major floods in 2017. The scheme will include the provision of approximately 835 metres of concrete culvert and additional drainage works. A newly constructed open channel will convey water from the culvert outfall to the nearby Derg River. The construction work is expected to take 8 months to complete. The Taoiseach says any decisions made on college fees will be made during the regular budget process. It was indicated over the weekend that the reduced fees introduced 3 years ago would end this year. That led to criticism from students, opposition politicians and even the youth wings of both government parties. Well, Taoiseach Simon Harris, himself a former higher education minister, said the government will provide clarity on budget day, but he stressed the intention always was that the €1,000 reduction would be reinstated.
Yes, college fees become due at the start of the college year. There's no doubt about that. In August or September, the registration fee comes due. But the overwhelming majority of students pay that in instalments. And in the last number of years, we've managed on budget day to bring the clarity, and that has knocked some money off the outstanding bill. So what is clear is anything that will be done this year will be done as part of the regular budget process.
The EU has just 1 week left to reach a trade deal with the US in order to avoid high tariffs. US President Donald Trump is threatening to introduce a 50% tariff on all imports to America from the EU from next Wednesday. A meeting of the Government Trade Forum was held today to examine any responses to the potential changes here. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says they're staying positive.
We believe the Irish economy will continue to grow this year and will continue to grow next year, but it is likely that it will grow at a lower pace than we would otherwise have expected. We expect, as we move into the second half of this year and as we move into 2026, that we will still see jobs created within our economy, but that level of job creation will be at a lower pace.
Plotting the location of every defibrillator on Google Maps could help save lives, according to a Fine Gael senator. Manus Boyle is calling on the HSC to work with the tech company to allow people search for their nearest AED on its app. Between 2012 and 2023, there were 304 cases of defibrillation by members of the public, with an almost 30% survival rate. Senator Boyle says the reality is most people don't know where their nearest defib is.
At the end of the day, it's all about speed and getting to the patient on time. I just think that if it was on your phone on Google Maps, like a defib finder or something like that, it'll put you and point you to the nearest one. I got a call at 6 o'clock on an evening from a constituent that was looking for a defibrillator, and I went to two places that I thought the defibrillator was. There was no one there, they were long gone, you know, and it's just since then I've been wondering what we could do.
The founder of the Capuchin Day Centre in Dublin, Brother Kevin Crowley, has died. He was 90. The service provided hot meals and clothing to homeless people and those in need for decades. In a statement, President Michael D. Higgins said that Brother Kevin was a warm, caring and fearless man. Brother Kevin had a strong connection to Ards Friary and Creasla, where he spent the early years of his ministry. He'll be laid to rest in Dardistown after 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. At the weekend, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald was among a number of politicians who paid tribute to him today in the Dáil.
Brother Kevin's work at the Capuchin Day Centre is the stuff of legend. He really was a champion for the poor and for everyone who fell on hard times. Without judgment and without exception, he lived for others and he absolutely changed lives.
A man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of pregnant mother of two, Sarah Montgomery, in County Down. The 27-year-old was pronounced dead at her home in Donaghadee on Saturday. With more, here's Tara Griffiths.
At a brief hearing today, 28-year-old Zach Hughes from Ardglen Place in Belfast was also charged with child destruction. Dressed in a grey tracksuit, he stood in the dock and nodded when asked if he understood the charges. A PSNI Detective Chief Inspector told the court he could connect Hughes to the offences. The case will be heard again on the 30th of July.
Matters arising from a withdrawal of Conor McGregor's application to introduce new evidence as part of his appeal will be referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions. The decision was made by the Court of Appeal on foot of an application by Nikita Han's legal team, which claimed the potential for perjury should be investigated. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Last November, Nikita Hand won her civil rape trial against Conor McGregor. As part of his appeal, the MMA fighter wanted to introduce what he claimed to be new evidence that could have offered an alternative explanation for her injuries. In sworn affidavits, two of her former neighbours claimed they heard and saw things that night that led them to believe she was in a physical row with her then boyfriend. The application to introduce that evidence was due to be heard yesterday, but at the very last minute, Conor McGregor's lawyers moved to withdraw it. Her barrister, John Gordon, expressed his shock, claiming lies had been told about his client and her former partner, and in his opinion, the decision to withdraw the application denied her the opportunity to call out the highly disparaging and unfair criticism of her. He also urged the judges to refer the matter to the DPP, which, after some consideration, the court has agreed to do. A decision on the appeal itself will be delivered at a later date.
The island's population has gone over 7 million for the first time since the famine. A joint project between the CSO and the North's Statistics and Research Agency found the population to be 7.1 million. The report says the higher population density is north of the border. It also found there are slightly more females than males on the island of Ireland.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with tennis. Women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka has booked her third round place on day three of Wimbledon. The world number one is safely through after beating Maria Buzkova of Czechia in straight sets this afternoon. American sixth seed Madison Keys is through to the third round after a straight sets win over Serbia's Olga Danilovic. Right now in centre court, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz leads home qualifier Oliver Tarvet by a set to love. Another men's seed suffered an early exit today, with 12th seed Francis Tiafoe losing by 3-1 to Cameron Norrie. In rugby, the British and Irish Lions beat the Queensland Reds 52-12 in the second game of their Australian tour earlier. Andrew Porter and Gary Ringrose were among the try scorers as the Lions crossed the line eight times. Boss Andy Farrell was satisfied with the performance.
It was a bit of everything. I don't think it was flowing from us. It was a little bit stop-start at times, but when we was on, I thought we played some really good stuff. I thought we got over a bit of a slow start. I thought the Reds came out of the blocks pretty aggressive, really, and dominated that first 10-15 minutes, so that's good for us. But I thought we settled down pretty well and played some good stuff.
In Gaelic games, Tyrone attacker Joel Kerr is set to miss this weekend's All-Ireland Minor Football Final after taking up a professional contract with Premier League club West Ham this week. The London club's academy has denied the exciting Red Hand star permission to face Kerry in Sunday's decider at Newbridge due to his contractual agreement. Having signed from Glentoran several months ago, the teenager's contract commenced on July 1st, just 6 days before the biggest game of his Gaelic football career. In soccer, the FAI have confirmed that Vice President John Finnegan has left the association with immediate effect. Mr. Finnegan took up the role in 2023 and had been a member of the association's board since 2019. In its statement, the FAI added that Mr. Finnegan's departure is due to personal and family reasons and thanked him for his service. In transfer news, former Premier League striker Lies Mousset has left Bohemians after 6 months at Dalymount Park. The club confirmed his departure by mutual consent today. The former Bournemouth and Sheffield United striker joined the club earlier this year. Chelsea have signed forward João Pedro from Brighton in a deal worth up to £60 million. The Brazil international has joined on a 7-year contract, and Chelsea have now spent £260 million on four players from Brighton in the past 3 years. Finally, in cricket, the T20 Interprovincial Trophy is continuing at Brittany today. The North West Warriors are currently in action against series leaders Leinster Lightning. Leinster are batting first, and as we came to air, they were on 189 for the loss of four after 19 overs. That's all your sport for this evening. We're back with more tomorrow morning after the half 8 news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. The Uka Hirlik of the Inishowen Municipal District says changes to the defective block scheme must be prioritised to ensure that people entitled to more support get it as quickly as possible. Councillor Mark McDermott says it's particularly important that provision is made for an upfront payment as people are struggling to begin the process. He says he wants to see a meeting between a delegation of members, council officials and Department of Housing personnel to iron out a number of issues. He says at present there is too much miscommunication and confusion.
There needs to be a lot better communication between the officials in the council and members and with senior civil servants in the Department of Housing. I requested that we have a delegation of public reps from each political party, the senior executive in Donegal County Council and the senior staff within the Department of Housing. We're getting one story from the department, we're getting another story from officials in the council, and we're not too sure which story is right. So I think it's time that we met across the table and see what exactly is happening with housing here in Donegal.
Inishowen, possibly the MD most affected by defective blocks over the past number of years. No one has to tell you that. You know all about it. You're chairing the Defective Block Committee on Council. Says it isn't so much the beginning of the end as the end of the beginning as far as dealing with it is concerned.
Yeah, look, we're only really getting started, Donal, in relation to defective concrete block. And I mean, it has been a major issue for housing in the county. It's been a major issue for people selling houses, building houses, but it's a bigger issue for people that have defective blocks in homes themselves. I'm going through the process myself at the minute. Cash flow is the biggest problem that I see with trying to rebuild your house. There has to be a mechanism within the scheme that allows people to get upfront money, that allows them to pay builders, to pay tradesmen, to be able to put down deposits. That 10% at the end, in my opinion, should be paid at the start of the project. That allows that to happen. It's no extra cost to the state. It doesn't need legislation. And I think that I'll be really, really pushing. If we want to be serious about making this scheme work and we want to be serious about getting houses fixed, I think that's something that needs to happen urgently.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott. He is the Gaelic of the Inishowen Municipal District. Donegal Deputy Charles Ward says the legal rights of children to an education must be strengthened. He was speaking during a Dáil discussion on a report which has just been published following a review of last year's Education for People with Special Needs Act. It makes a number of recommendations, including that the right of children to preschool education be enshrined in law. Deputy Ward welcomed that and said there must never be a repeat of scenes earlier this year where parents from Donegal spent a night outside Leinster House as part of their campaign for places at the Little Angels School in Letterkenny.
Education should be inclusive, responsive to the needs of every child, but unfortunately this isn't the case in many areas across the country where children with special needs and special educational needs cannot secure or unable to secure school places. I understand Mr Moynihan is doing what he can do to address this situation, and I've thanked you for what you've done for Little Angels in Letterkenny, and we really appreciate that. Donegal mothers should never have had to resort to travelling to Dublin to sleep outside Leinster House in order to be heard. We need a proactive education system, not a reactive one. I'm glad that the review recognises this, and I support the review's recommendations to legislate for the legal right of access to preschool. All children should have the opportunity to attend school, preschool, should their families wish. And in order to do this, we must start actively addressing the capacity and accessibility issues that we are seeing in preschools, especially in rural areas such as Donegal. I welcome Minister Moynihan's comments to develop an implementation plan before the end of the year to deliver the report's recommendations. The annual dilemma parents are facing every year, every September, is we need places. We don't have enough places for our children. Children with special needs education deserve the same certainty that they'll be able to attend school like every other child. We need to strengthen the legal rights of children within our education system and ensure that every child has equal access to education.
And that was Deputy Charles Ward speaking in Dáil Éireann. The Wild Atlantic Way has been voted the world's second most Instagrammed road trip. A study by used car retailer Cinch looked at the 40 most iconic driving routes across six continents, then whittled it down to the top five, which have accumulated the highest number of photos posted on Instagram. The Wild Atlantic Way, spanning from Donegal to Cork, has 1.9 million mentions on Instagram, mostly containing images of the breathtaking coastline. It also has a 4.8 star TripAdvisor rating and is beaten to the top spot by Route 66 in the US. And finally this evening, former swimming coach George Gibney is expected to face an extradition court in the US next week. He's wanted in Ireland on historical sex abuse allegations. Gibney left Ireland after successfully stopping previous charges, while a podcast in recent years resulted in more allegations being made. Former Dublin TD Maureen O'Sullivan campaigned for the survivors over the years.
It was always in the hope that new cases would come forward, and it took the podcast for the new cases to come forward. And even though I would have been contacted, I know one particular woman who contacted me in relation to her husband, it's the trauma and the stress of reliving all of that again can just be too much. So it's very, very good news that justice is starting to be done.
Well, the forecast sunny spells for the rest of today in light to moderate westerly winds. Isolated showers will die out this evening. Dry for a time tonight with clear spells, but cloud will increase from the west overnight, bringing more outbreaks of showery rain in lows of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, light to moderate winds. Tomorrow Thursday, cloudy for a time with some outbreaks of showery rain. That'll clear in the morning with a mix of brighter sunny spells and scattered showers following. Some of the showers heavy. The chance of an odd thunderstorm. The showers will become more isolated though as tomorrow goes on. Highs of 15 to 16 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh southwest winds. Strong at times near the coast. That's Highland Radio News. Let's take a look at the closing headlines on this Wednesday evening. And the chief executive of the HSE has told the Dáil committee today that a business case for a Northwest surgical hub hasn't been presented to the health minister because they want to address the wider need for services across the region rather than just one facility. Bernard Luster said he believes Donegal does need more capacity, and there's an ongoing conversation about how that can be addressed. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is being asked to clarify for once and for all if the programme for government does include a specific reference to a surgical hub in Sligo. And we're back with news again at 6 o'clock. In the interim, of course, you can check all the day's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 2nd of July. The death has taken place of John Devlin, Maharantur, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. and on Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Coghill Cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick G. Patsy O'Callaghan, Coola Drummond, Drumcliffe, County Sligo, formerly of Castle Finn, Donegal. Reposing at his home in Sligo on Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning to St. Columbkill's Church, Rathcormac, to arrive for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Burial afterwards in Rathcormac Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Peter Frederick Fred Moore, formerly of Tullyamurray Fold, Port Stewart and Eglinton. Remains reposing at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton, tomorrow from 12:30 until 2 and again from 7 until 8:30. Funeral service will take place there on Friday at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in Altmagavan Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Nellie Cullen, Glasgow and Devlin Rea, aged 100 years. Her remains will repose at her daughter Mary Ellen's home in Devlin Rea from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrick Gart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place in her 102nd year of Ellen Freel, Ballure, Fanad. Ellen's remains are reposing at her late residence in Ballure. Requiem Mass on Friday at 11 in St Mary's, Fanavolti, Fanad, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Residence Comfort Fund, Ardersley Donal Nursing Home, care of any family member, or Eamon Scott Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Catherine McGinley, née Gillespie, for her Glencullum Kill, at the age of 99. Remains reposing at McCabe's Funeral Home, Ardrah, today until 8 o'clock. Reposing at her late residence at Fochar Glencullum Kill tomorrow from 2 o'clock until Holy Rosary at 9. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Columbus Church, Cashel Glencullum Kill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family time, please, before the funeral. The death has taken place of Sister Benedict Culligan in her 101st year, St Joseph's Convent of Mercy, Strabane, formerly of Kilrush, County Clare. Reposing at St Joseph's Convent of Mercy. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 4:00. Interment afterwards in the convent cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Rosaline Gormley, née McKay, 191 Lisnara Road, Dunamana, formerly of Station Road, Artigarvan. Reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack, at 11:00, followed by interment in St Joseph's Cemetery, Craigban. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Barron, 5 Ranmore Walk, Letterkenny, formerly of Lenamore, Muff. Reposing at his late residence until 10:00 this evening and again from 12 noon until 10:00 tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, with private cremation to follow. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on irishmartyrs.com. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con MacDade, Funeral Director. And the death has occurred of Hugh Kelly, Port Hall, Lifford. Hugh is reposing at his late residence until Rosary at 9:00 tonight. Funeral from there at 11:30 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.